Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome to a new special commitment episode of the Cards Cast as the University of Louisville football program picks up commitment number one in the 2023 class as Adonijah Green from Ellenwood Cedar Grove High School down to Georgia, the Peach State, delivers another Cardinal. This one, again, for the 2023 class. I am Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, you know the coaches got to love to get the 23 class started off so quickly and with a very nice pickup.
Yeah, look, with everything, I mean, everything that's gone on recently, I mean, there's guys in the, and I'm not just talking about Louisville, but I mean, there's, you know, people transfer portal, you're getting people out of the transfer portal, you're trying to recruit your own team, you sign a class, you finish a season, you start a bowl game. Oh, yeah, guess what? You got to recruit 2023. What? I almost forgot a little bit. But, yes, it's a great start for Louisville. Look, they did a really nice job with Adonijah. He came, Michael, to he had a great junior season. He came for the Boston College game and then made a quick return trip. Was that just 2 weeks later for the Syracuse game, maybe 3 weeks later for the Syracuse game? He was officially offered back in September, and you know, they really went to work on him. Derek Nicholson gets the credit for this one as the main guy, Mark Ivy with the assist. This is a very good pickup to begin the class of 2023 for Louisville. I almost said 2022, and I will at some point. Yeah. But you're talking about a guy who, as a junior, had 73 tackles, 16 and a half sacks, an interception, team that finished 12-3, and they won the Class 3A state title in Georgia.
Yeah, pretty impressive. And again, edge rush, 6'5", 203 pounds. You know, so already great size as, you know, as going to be somebody that's just stepping in to his senior role, just finishing up his senior year.
He wanted to make sure that I knew, though, when I talked to him the last time, it was really about 212. Okay. So he was like, that 203 was a while ago. So I would say 210. So you're right. Good size. You know, you don't know with these kids exactly what they weigh right now, but very good potential to have that size.
Yeah, real good frame. Currently, a three-star, has an 86 rating on 247 Sports, puts him at the number 40 edge rush artist in the country, number 51 overall in the state of Georgia, number 508 nationally by the 247 Sports composite. So, this is a kid that comes in highly thought of, has already collected a number of scholarship offers, programs from multiple Power Five conferences, including some in-state, including Georgia Tech. So Louisville beating out some in-state school there as well to pull him up to the University of Louisville. And a guy that, I think, Mark Ivy and Brian Brown, the defensive coordinator, are going to have fun playing with once he gets to Louisville, but certainly still a lot to go before that gets to it. But Jody, yeah, this is a great start for the 2023 class when you can bring a guy with a frame like his, that's been attracting interest from programs that you want to beat on the recruiting trail. So, tip of the hat to the guys for getting this one done quickly.
Yeah, first team all region for him this year. Again, he had a great junior season. And if I'm not mistaken, Michael, I'm trying, my computer's a little slow. I believe that was his initial jump into the composite. So he went, yeah. I mean, he went way up at the first time. So he went from basically unranked to that 508 spot. So that's pretty good. He, since the season began, his first offer, back in June, it was Akron, Middle Tennessee, Western Kentucky. Then after he camped a little bit, and did a couple of them, Georgia Tech offered him after he camped with them, and then Pittsburgh, Arkansas, and Memphis were the next ones up. And then once the season started, you saw, you know, Louisville and Kansas, Virginia Tech, Indiana, Kentucky, USC. So you're talking about a number, like, as you said, a number of good schools, but a number of different conferences. And I like that when you see a guy who you, I mean, I thought, okay, this guy's pretty good since they offered him. But you continue to see different conferences, not just different teams, but different conferences. That's when you know, okay, I'm right about this evaluation. This kid can really play, and it's a good start for the 2023 class, a class that I expect to pick up steam here. I think, you know, by the time, you know, they'll have a couple of junior days in January and February. And I think by the time, you know, the end of spring ball gets here in March, I think we're, you know, we could be looking at four or five different commitments in this class. And that could be, they could, you know, they could be really, really high name, high level guys.
Yeah. You know, and the efforts that the football staff has put into the 2023 class from early on is impressive. I mean, so to your point, I mean, this is a class again. You know, obviously they're always going to try and bring in the best that they can. And right now they're on, you know, we've covered it quite well at Cardinal Authority, how they're on an upward trajectory. When you look at the ratings of the individual prospects that the staff is bringing in, and certainly Green fits that bill to the T as far as the type of quality kid that they're trying to bring in. So again, you know, great start to 2023.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And you know, it'll be, we still don't know, Michael, like right now. Look, I'm going to consider this going to be a fairly large class. I don't know that it will be all of 25, but it'll definitely be bigger than this one. But at this point, I have absolutely no clue what they're going to have to recruit, because until once the bowl game gets over, if you do lose any other guys, like I think Josh Johnson will go in the portal and some guys, if you do lose a couple guys, then you have to, you know, then you have to kind of reevaluate what you're going to take in the portal this year. And if you get a couple guys with a couple of years, like Tyon Evans, you know, could have 1 year, but he could be here for a couple of years. You know, it just kind of depends. Then you kind of alter what you're doing with the class. So, yeah, I think, you know, right now you're looking for a couple of each guys at each position, good ones. And they've started off with a really good one at the edge for them in Adonijah Green, who is, again, from Cedar Grove High School in Ellenwood, Georgia. They were the Class 3A state champions, and now he is a Louisville Cardinal.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.